This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, and joining us, Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hello.
Hey, Susan, it's great to talk to you again.
I agree. It's fun. You and I started doing this on Weekend Sunday in 1987. Back then, nobody thought about involving listeners. It was just you and me.
You and me.
I tried to get the answers, and I had rather limited success. I was very good at but not so great otherwise. And we went into the dusty archives to pull an example. One Sunday, your puzzle was about oxymorons, you know, a contradiction in terms. Here's what we did.
A particular military officer.
A particular, must mean fussy or something. A particular military officer, Sergeant Thompson. Sergeant.
Think of higher than that.
I don't know my military, really. General,
yes.
A particular, a specific general.
That's right.
Really? Do I get, is there a prize? And you know, there wasn't then, Will, but there is now.
That's right.
And isn't it a good thing, once I left this program, that they started asking listeners for solutions?
Because really, you're in the hot spot, you know? If you get the answers fast, you're a smart aleck. And if you don't get them fast, you're a dummy. So it's a no-win situation.
It's no win, exactly. Well, we're going to involve a listener again in a second. But first, we need to get you to repeat the challenge from last week.
Yes, it came from listener Adam Cohen of Brooklyn. I said, think of a famous former world leader whose first and last names both sound like things you might see in a mine. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the leader is Helmut Kohl, Chancellor of Germany from 1982 to 1998. And, of course, you see a helmet and coal in a mine.
Brilliant. We had more than 1,500 listener entries this week. And from those who sent in the right answers, our randomly chosen winner is another Will. Will Anderson in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Will.
Hi, Will. Hi, Susan.
Hi there.
Tell us what you do in Albuquerque.
I'm a family doctor in Albuquerque, and I'm at my office now, but we're closed for this puzzle.
Oh, my gosh. I hope people aren't out in your lobby suffering there. That would not be the waiting room. Anyway, how long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
This was about 15 minutes, and obviously Genghis Khan did not work. Helmet came to mind.
So you're ready? Sounds like you are.
Yes, I am.
Very good. So Will has met. Will, let us play.
All right, Will and Susan, each answer today is the name of a well-known film. I'm going to give you three words. Say them quickly out loud to identify the film. For example, if I said booty, Andy, and peast, you would say them quickly, booty, Andy, peast, which sounds like Beauty and the Beast.
Well, maybe to you it does. Okay, go.
Here we go. Number one is Indy, as in the Indy 500. Pendant, as what you wear around your neck, and stay.
Oh, Independence Day.
Excellent.
Very good.
Number two is sadder, the opposite of gladder. Denied, and viva.
Saturday Night Fever.
Excellent. Your next is your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Hassock, H-A-S-S-O-C-K, as in the piece of furniture. And bark, what a dog does.
Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park, good.
Good work.
Thick, as in the opposite of thin. Erotic, as in the movie that is erotic. And id, as in Freud's id.
The Karate Kid.
The Karate Kid, good.
Bravo.
Vests, as in the things you wear. Ides, as in the Ides of March. And Tory, a British conservative.
Wait a minute. Give us a chance to think about this. West Side Story.
West Side Story, is it? Good. There's a German accent there.
Yeah.
How about Fiat, as in the Italian car? Cup, as in a cup and saucer? And pull, the opposite of push.
Think about unmatched pair.
Oh, the Odd Couple?
Yeah.
The Odd Couple, good.
Good.
Toast, as in the bread you have for breakfast. Hoary, H-O-A-R-Y. And do, opposite of don't.
Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2 is good. And here's your last one. Tequila. Mucking, M-U-C-K-I-N-G. And purred, what a cat did.
Tequila Mockingbird.
Tequila Mockingbird.
That sounds like a drunken bird to me. Good work, Dr. Anderson. You did very well.
Thank you.
So you get some prizes for playing this puzzle today. A weekend edition lapel pin and some puzzle books and games that you can read about on our website, npr.org/puzzle. Before you take off and let those patients in, please tell us what member station you're listening to.
KUNM in Albuquerque. My wife thanks you for the weekend lapel pin.
Oh, good. Great. Well, Dr. Will Anderson of Albuquerque, New Mexico, thank you so much for playing the puzzle this week. Bye-bye. And Will, before you give us the challenge for next week, I know you have a correction to make.
Yeah, last week I asked you to change one letter in siege, S-E-I-G-E is what I said, to either a J, Q, X, or Z to make a new word. Mm-hmm. And if you change the G to a Z, you get C's. Unfortunately, that's not how you spell siege. It's S-I-E. G-E. I think that's the first time I've ever done that in this program.
Oh, because the puzzle master does not make spelling errors.
I should not misspell words, no.
I'm amazed, but I'm glad you corrected it. Okay, let's get to the challenge and what's your spelling, please.
Yes, take the word ballerina, drop one letter, and rearrange the remaining eight letters to name a well-known fictional character. Who is it? So again, the word is ballerina. Drop one letter and rearrange the remaining eight letters to name a well-known fictional character. Who is it?
I'm so glad we've got a week to work on that. When you have the answer, go to the website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. And the deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And be sure to give us a phone number where we can get in touch with you at around that time. We will call if you are the winner, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. And so will I again next week. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks, Susan.